Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. It's Adora Lumina Mbelu here, and welcome to the Switch On Podcast. We're still working on the Success Is series, okay? And today is day three. I'm going to be talking about eliminating excuses. I'm going to tell you a quick story, okay? So between 2004, 2008, between 2004 and 2008, I was an insomniac, okay? As a college student, I worked two jobs, and I had a lot going on between studying, leading organizations on campus, two full-time jobs, extracurricular activities, and running a side business, side hustle. Okay. I was busy and I was super productive. Now, in the middle of this busy life that I had, I developed chronic insomnia. So I would be up all night and I would still have to head out the next day to get all my work done. After a while, this life became unsustainable for me. So I found myself running low on mental, physical, and emotional energy, and it was ruining my life. It was ruining my health. Now, each time I would share my challenge with someone and they gave me advice on things that might help, my response was typically, I don't think it worked for me, you know? I'm just not able to sleep. In fact, at some point, I think I even told myself that falling asleep wasn't my thing. So for 3 years, I developed this story in my head that I couldn't fall asleep and there was no cure for this. I just had to deal with it. Till whenever, so in my mind, it was like, you have to deal with it till whenever life decides to give you shiny, beautiful things that will help you fall asleep, aka a beautiful house and, you know, car and family and all that stuff, right? Destructive thinking. In 2007, while I was watching a documentary about the stories we tell ourselves and the power of our thoughts, I decided to try out remedies that will help me sleep better. So I would leave my cell phone and my computer in the living room. I would have a warm bath, light a candle, you know, in my bedroom, scented candle, right? Put on some calm meditation type music, you know. I tried this for the first few days and then I decided to myself, Adora, this is not working for you. And then I tried to watch cartoons with the volume muted. You should try that. It's very interesting. One day, a friend of mine said to me, you know what, Adora, listen to podcasts when you're going to bed. That helps. I tried that for a few days. Still didn't work. So I gave up on trying to get rid of the insomnia. I decided that it was possibly genetic, or maybe I'm just not the type of person who sleeps. Stories. More stories. Fast forward to about 2008, I experienced a growth spurt, where I was like a sponge. So I was learning, gathering knowledge, experimenting, and just generally becoming. It was during this time that I knew that I needed energy to be able to do the great work that I knew that was coming in my life, okay? So I decided that I needed to give this insomnia another battle round of fights. However, this time, what was different? I made up my mind that I would try all these remedies for a minimum of 4 weeks, whether it felt like it was working or not. And it was during that time that I became part addicted to podcasts. Okay. So I started listening to podcasts, and by week three, I was falling asleep while listening. Sometimes I'll listen to like meditation music and within a few minutes, I was dozing. Okay. I would watch muted cartoons. I said you should try that. Okay. And I would doze off quickly. So all these things that didn't work for me before started to work. So again, what changed in this entire trajectory of mine? My belief and my story. You see, many of us have tied our identities so close to the things that don't work in our lives. We love to say, I'm not much of a sleeper. I have bad migraines. I'm an introvert. I'm not very much of a talker. We say all these different things, and there's a part of us that does this for attention, and we don't even know that that's the case. There's also a part of us that needs something harmful to latch onto so we can remind ourselves of pain. We can remind ourselves of why we are not worthy or why we haven't got something. It is such a human paradox. On one hand, we want to make progress. We want to be successful. On the other hand, we want to have a pain point that reminds people that we have issues. I don't know, like this entire human living thing is a contradiction, really. Now, as you go into this new week, I want you to remember two things, okay? The first thing is that that thing that is damaging to your well-being, you can overcome it. But you have to make the effort to try. Not once, not twice, continuously over a period of time. And number two is I want you to remember that your identity is not tied to your pain point. Eliminate excuses. I love you and I will catch you tomorrow.